Hello, friends of Earth. What's up? This is Dakota Wint, and you are listening to A Place for Humans podcast. And today's episode is an audio clip from a video over on my YouTube channel. I hope you enjoy it. Hello, everybody. What's up? Am I in focus? Is my voice in focus? Am I face in focus? Here we are, another day in the beautiful earth, this realm that we are in. You know, it's weird if you think about earth in this kind of way as being a realm. Who thinks of earth as in that kind of way? Not many people. Only the flat earthers kind of think of earth in that kind of way. And that's the thing I think that they got right. I don't think earth is necessarily flat. I think planets are circular globes. But the weird thing is that the universe itself is some kind of realm. It's like a destination. And each planet is sort of like its own island with its own sort of stuff going on. And the space in between is like this sort of deep, untraversed, strange waters where there's just, you know, great craziness swimming through. You know. Who knows, actually? I don't know if you know. I don't know what I'm talking about. But here we are. We're back at it again. We wake up here. We wake up in this place, in this planet, and we just say this is life. And it is. This is life. But I'm just chilling. I'm back home in Detroit. I've been able to upload some videos now that I have some Wi-Fi. Been able to just chill with my family. Been able to, just be a little bit lazy. I'm overstepping my lazy bounds, though. That's the thing. Every time I get back home, I get a little lazy, cause all my comforts are here, you know. So I don't know if I'll be here for long. I got to go back. Got to get some work done. Probably go back to Mexico. Write a book. Yeah, I'm writing a book. It's just slow. The process. I'd like to like actually try to focus and spend some time on it. Being alive is weird compared to what? Not being alive? No, I think being alive is weird in the sense that we are alive. Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, compared to not being alive, the fact that we exist is strange. It almost seems to make more sense that there would not be things that exist. You know, why would there be an infinite universe with a bunch of animals that feel like they are a person or an identity? That's a weird thing to be happening. It almost seems too crazy to be happening. But, you know. We are always alive. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's weird too. It's all weird to me. How do we know that the things even exist? Well, I guess because you and I both are in the same place. Are dreams more real than reality? I wouldn't say they're more real than reality, but they're at least as real as reality. Yeah, I'm working on three books. I'm working on this book that's just sort of, I just kind of write. I don't know what the story is yet, but it's going to be like a story, like a novel. Who knows if that'll ever finish itself. I'm working on a poetry book that's, I guess, pretty much done. I just got to start transferring it from my notes into a format that can be printed. And I'm working on a book about shamanism called something like Plants That Speak or something like that, Plants That Speak. So yeah, that's what I'm kind of working on that. It's not something that I take super serious, but it's something that I'd like to take serious. My favorite restaurant in Detroit. I don't really go out to eat. I don't leave my bedroom. How's my flute music? It's great. I'm one of the best flute players alive right now. So, you know, it's just another part of the day, you know? I thought I had my flute over here. I don't see it, though. Do I believe in the simulation theory? Well, I don't know if we are in a computer simulation, but I think nature definitely acts, it behaves in a way that it's a simulation. I think that we probably will create the simulation, but yeah, I mean, what is the real reality? Is there a real reality if we all experience something different, and not only on like an individual level, but on a species level? You know, all the different animals on this planet and probably other planets have different capacities and different senses and different outputs that they use to interact with their environment and that they use to see the world. And, yeah, for us, it's different than for a bat, for example. So is the bat's reality less real than our reality? Is a shark's reality less real because they're, you know, maybe they see things different? They have access to different things that we don't see and different things that we can't hear. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what reality is. It seems like a simulation because... well, it works in patterns. If you look at the universe is, it's patterns. It's, you know, this is the nature of sacred geometry and why people find it so strange that there are these geometric patterns that are fundamental within creation. It's like there's some kind of code to reality. And not only that, you know, the way that we measure these patterns is through equations and through numbers. So you could argue that, you know, at the foundation of reality, we find numbers and we find equations, we find data that implies that we are in something that's doing something. If that makes sense, that the universe and that reality is something that is happening and that we are in it. And it's impossible for us to know what is happening because we can't even get out of our own personal stuff, let alone, you know, understand the objective happening of reality. But yeah, without a doubt, we are a part of some super organism. It seems like the universe is probably the super organism, giant super being. I don't know if it's a god or a deity or what it is, but we seem to be the imagination of some creature, of some super creature. Doesn't it seem that way a little bit? Delete language, what are we? If you were to take language away from humans, we would be, well, we wouldn't be humans because even I guess like hand language is sort of like sign language is sort of still a language, right? Yeah, I don't know, we wouldn't be human at that point. Yeah, we made numbers, but we didn't make the things that we are measuring. Numbers are the measurement method, but the thing that we exist You know, it's like we look at something and the way that we sketch it down, the data, is through numbers. Numbers is the medium, the bridge that allows us to intellectually understand a concept. So, for example, I don't know, any equation is this. So even though we use numbers and that we made these numbers up, these symbols up, the pattern, the essence of the equation or the essence of what the number is translating or communicating is a thing that exists objectively, or at least here, measurably. It's hard to talk about objectivity because to say reality is objective, that's hard to say because, you know, this reality, the conditions that are happening now throughout the universe are different than it was before the Big Bang. It'll be different in 100 billion years or a trillion years or infinite amount of time. Like, to go back to what I was saying, the universe is doing something. It's changing. So in this flux of change, how do you find objectivity within change? And what I mean by objectivity is, I mean, like, how do you find truth in something that's morphing? What is this? Okay, like, if I'm looking at a tree, and I say, okay, that's a tree. All of a sudden, the tree turns into a cow. It's no longer a tree. So is it a tree still, even though now it's a cow, and now it's a balloon, and now it's a picnic chair, or now it's a bird, or, you know, it's just changing. It's infinitely changing and morphing. So is it still a tree? What is the truth of its essence if it's forever shape-shifting? That's what the universe is doing. So what is the nature of reality? What is objective if it's always moving and it's always changing? You guys know what I'm saying, or is this like too stonery? So I'm going to start doing these monthly Zoom calls, one call a month, for people that sign up to my Patreon. I'm just now, I've got someone that's helping me organize my life a little bit, like helping me organize my Patreon and helping me come up with some social media strategies and this kind of stuff. And they're going to do this for me. They're going to help me set up this Patreon Zoom call. So everyone that, you know, is a part of my Patreon will have access to this, or, you know, whatever. At what tier? I don't know. Maybe a couple, like $3 tier or whatever. I'm not sure what the options are on there right now. I'm going to completely redo the Patreon. All new tiers. Craziest thought to me is, what if when we die, truly nothing happens? Yeah, it's a weird thought, and I thought about it before too. It's just like, could this just be it? And what does that say for this experience if this is just it? That makes this situation a whole lot different, right? It makes each moment crazy, and it makes each moment super divine and special. The fact that we can experience love and that we can experience all the things that we experience that are beautiful, it makes those moments extra special. If this was the only time that this was ever going to happen, that when you die, that's absolutely it. There's nothing else that happens. It's just silence forever. Yeah, I mean, life seems to be a normal thing that happens in the universe. So for me, that implies that this probably isn't it. That we will probably exist again somewhere, you know, that our energy will be reincarnated into another experience. The fact that we can have this experience at all is proof that it's possible for an experience to exist. So it gives me hope. Yeah, and some people say they remember past lives. I mean, we all remember past lives in the form of instincts and in the form of, mostly in the form of instincts. That's the best, most practical expression of our past lives echoing itself into the present moment. You know, you are afraid of the dark because it was beneficial for millions of years for you and your ancestors to be afraid of the dark, because there was things hiding in the dark, so you had to be cautious about what lurks in the shadows. So your ancestors developed this fear as a mechanism to stay safe, and that's still today lurking into children that have basement rooms. Do I believe in hell? No, I don't believe in hell in the sense of the Christian sense that, like, there's some deity that's super evil and he's going to torture you for your wrongdoings on earth. No, I don't believe that. But I believe hell is being completely absorbed by desire and attachments and living through the realm of the animalistic senses, the primal nature. I think that's hell, because it's being completely out of control. It makes you do things like it's like an addict, you know? It's the realm of the addict. And I think most of us live in this sort of in-between space between heaven and hell, which is like this addict. We're all addicts to many things in life, to people, to our own bad habits and our own bad behaviors. And I think these are expressions of hell. I don't think hell is some eternal place. I don't think heaven is some eternal place. Actually, I think heaven is eternal. It's an eternal place, but it's not the place that we hang out in all the time. You know, it's the place where our soul is always at. It's where the soul rests forever, I believe. And heaven is not, again, not sort of like what the Bible suggests, I don't think. You know, with Jesus up there on a throne and God and sort of like, like church vibes. That's not the impression I get based on what the psychedelic experience has taught me about the afterlife. The afterlife is, when I smoked the DMT, 5-MeO DMT toad, the sapo, it felt like a death. It felt like I was dying, and it felt like I died, and it felt like I went to heaven. I was completely taken into the white light. And in that white light, everything was forgiven. I saw my whole life flash before my eyes. I saw every moment ever in the blink of in a second. I experienced my whole life in a quick little flash. And I understood every single moment as being this divine plan. And within that divine plan, everything along the way was okay. It was all like, it was all just this flower blossoming, you know? It's like, yeah, maybe, you know, a couple petals fall off or whatever. It's a little fucked up. Someone stepped on it here and there, and it's, you know, a little crooked or whatever. But also, it's all right. It just is what it is, and it happened the way it happened. And it's all perfect, and it's all forgiven, and it's pure love. And it's always been pure love along the way. The whole journey has been love. And that's what I mean by what I think heaven is heaven is like that place underneath all the suffering and stuff like that, where it's all right. It's all temporary, but there's an eternal place underneath the temporary stuff. And yeah, that's more real than anything to me, so... Let's see, what'd you say? You like me, Dakota, I like you, man, but just listening to you shows you're super confused. You hallucinated. Your words betray the fact you've not done homeworks on Christianity. Hit me up if you want to chat. You know, No, I probably haven't done my homework on Christianity in that kind of way. And I didn't mean to offend you if you're like a super Christian. It's a cool religion. It's just not the one that I'm interested in right now. You can do 5-MeO-DMT in the Sonora Desert. There's a few different tribes. I'm sure if you just do like a Google search, you can figure out which ones offer it. And you just go to where those people are and you just ask around. Say, hey, I'm interested in doing a toad ceremony. Can you hook me up? And someone will point you in the direction and there you go. That's how you do it. Yeah, I am doing a retreat this year, Justin. I'll be doing, I think that was you, Justin, that said that. These chats are kind of going a little quick. But I'm doing a retreat in Chiapas, in Mexico. I'll be talking about it soon. If I have 16% indigenous DNA but feel so conditioned to live American... You made that statement in the form of a question, but there is no question. I didn't see any question there. Only 10 people are coming to the retreat, and I think most of the spots are already taken. So I don't know if it's really worth me talking about right now, but if I need to fill the spots, then I'll definitely be posting a video about it soon. It's mostly for people that were coming to my India retreats, but you know, with everything that happened, India's not available right now, so I'm gonna do like a small retreat in Mexico with 10 people. Life is not meaningless. We have a meaning to help and heal other people in pain. Yeah, it's beautiful. But you can only heal people for so long. We find meaning in things that keep us occupied and that make us feel filled with love, like helping people and doing good things for people and doing good deeds. These are all beautiful things, and they all give our life meaning and purpose. But ultimately, if you think about the universe and what's actually happening in the whole universe outside of just our own little human world, human meaning seems so almost simple-minded, you know, when there's asteroids smashing into planets and wiping out entire planets of species. You know, how far does your healing go or your efforts in healing people when there's an asteroid that's going to be hitting us or a tsunami that's going to be crashing down or whatever, you know, earthquakes. Ultimately, nature is kind of indifferent to human meaning. And that's kind of what I was talking about in my video the other day. Yeah. Yes, sir is Paul Wall. Yep. Who knows? That's my only, on my tombstone, if they're like, hey, we need a statement for your tombstone. Like, we got any advice you want to give to the world? Who knows? I don't know nothing. Yeah, chop wood, carry water. Do you think there is a purpose of the geometrical patterns you see on psychedelics? Yeah, I think there's a purpose to it. I think, it's this word, again, you know, how we were just talking about meaning and purpose. It's a very kind of abstract word. Because what do you mean by purpose? Like, do I think that there's like, I don't know. That's a deep question to what do you mean by purpose? I think that everything in existence has a meaning. Everything is a reaction to some sort of cause. There is nothing that is just ultimately random in the universe. So no matter what it is that you're doing, it has some kind of meaning because it's a reaction to something that the universe is doing. So those shapes exist for a reason. You're seeing something, the things that you're seeing for a reason. You know, this geometry that you see in the psychedelic trance is found all throughout nature. So, I mean, is there a meaning in the shape of the flower of life? The meaning is sort of just implied in its beingness. You know what I mean? I look different from last year. I got Botox on my butt. Thanks for noticing. I didn't even stand up. I don't know how you noticed. I got Botox. Yeah, I guess I shaved a little. Since last year. I got a different lens on my camera. Maybe that's why. No mames way. What do I think about Satguru? He's pretty cool. My friend Blue has been chilling with him. She's been doing his course over in Tennessee or Georgia or wherever he's at over on the East Coast. He seems cool. I like Satguru. She said it's more intense than any ayahuasca experience she's ever had, his course. And she's doing some kind of 40-day challenge or something that she had a vision that came to her during one of her meditations to do this 40-day challenge. And we were just talking about it earlier. Satguru is cool. He's not like, I don't think he's the incarnation of holiness, but he's cool. I like him. I would like to hang out with him and just talk to him about life on a porch somewhere or around a campfire. You speak any native tongue? What does that mean? Like parcel tongue? No, I don't speak any native languages. I know of some words here and there. I know a couple Chipibo words. I know a couple Mazatec words. I know a couple. I know a Wira word. I know, like, just, like, little random things that I've learned from hanging out in those type of communities. I know how to say fuck to fuck in Mayan. It's itz. Itz. That means to have sex in Mayan. Itz. And to masturbate is called kept. So, yeah, I guess you could say I speak some native tongue. Yo, I think I just discovered that I have asthma. I don't know for sure, but I think I got adult asthma now in my life all of a sudden. Actually, I don't think it's all of a sudden. Like, if you listen to some of my YouTube videos, I'll be walking and you'll hear me breathing like kind of like a weirdo. Like, you know, you guys remember Sid from Hey Arnold? The kid that would just be like, he would just be behind people like, I feel like that's me. I just got it all of a sudden. Well, it's not all of a sudden. I just sort of like recognize that that's not normal all of a sudden. And I feel like I get hiccups sometimes in the middle of the day. And I always just like, oh, yeah, I get hiccups sometimes. But I feel like maybe it's actually me trying to catch my breath. And I actually have adult asthma. But, you know, who really knows anything? We are on a planet in the universe, after all. It's all... Maybe we all have asthma. Michele. Thank you. That's a great book, The Taboo Against Knowing Who You Are. That's an Alan Watts book. I read it on a... an airplane once. Let's see. I have it right here, actually. I think. Yeah, right here, the book on the taboo against knowing who you are. This is a great book by Alan Watts. Hey there, Delilah. How are you, Delilah? That must be such a pain having that name. I'm sorry that I did that to you just now. That probably happens every single day of your life. Hi, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get you? Can I get a Frappuccino, please? Yeah, sure. What's your name? Delilah? Hey there, Delilah. Sorry. Because, you know, I have one of those names also. Dakota. There's a couple things people will say. People will be like, oh, that's my dog's name. I get that one sometimes. Or people will be like, oh, Dakota, north or south? And then, you know, and I've never come up with a good response to that. I just say like, oh, south. And then that's really it. Or I'll say, oh, north. But, you know, I never really came up with a good answer, the response to that. Or what else they say? Dakota, like Dakota Fanning. Or they'll be like, oh, Dakota, like the truck. It's like, yeah, like the goddamn truck. So, yeah, you know, Dakota, yeah, east, like Clint Eastwood. Wow, Delilah, thank you. 999, that'd be almost a satanic donation if you flipped it upside down. I appreciate that. This one's to Delilah. Oh, it's what you do to me. Thank you, and sorry again. It's Da Healy. Am I saying it wrong? It's Dahlia. It's Dahlia. Well, anyways, I bet you still probably get the Delilah thing all the time, too. Dahlia. Hey there, Dahlia. Like the flower. Like the Dalai Lama. Yes, a flower, like the flower. And it's Dalai La Rose. Dang, you just cast a spell on me just now. Dalai Lama La Rose. Thoughts on semen retention? Well, I didn't think we'd get here this early in the day, but semen retention is it's how I spend most of my afternoons these days. No, I think semen retention is great. I think we should inspire all our fathers and grandparents to do it. And I'm actively protesting that all politicians do it. And the weather's really great here in Detroit. Sing us a jingle and dance with your shirt off. That's a lot of request. Why you speak in such demanding request? Terrence McKenna once famously asked the humanity just what the hell is going on. Yeah. I mean, really, what the hell is going on? Hey, Navi, you know D's? Are you D's cousin? What do I think about Hinduism? I love Hinduism. Yeah, he's definitely D's cousin. What's the one drug I regret doing in life? You know, I don't really take drugs. Most of these psychedelic experiences that I've had are always done within a traditional and cultural and spiritual context. And there's never been any moments, I mean, not never in my life, but with these experiences, it's not like they're drug experiences or like, you know, you take peyote and go to like a dance rave or something. These are all done with shamans in a very sort of ancient kind of way. So for me, I don't really look at it as being like a drug, and there's never been any moment that I regret out of any of those experiences. The only drug I've really taken was probably MDMA, ecstasy. And it's just like something that happened in life, you know? It's not something I regret or don't regret. It's just a thing. But... oh, it's what you do to me. Would you retire, per se, on Mexico or India? You know, I love India, but it gets a little too loud for me. Thank you, Melissa. Love you, Melissa. Melissa Wright. I dated a girl in high school with the last name Wright, and I can't remember her first name. Megan. Megan Wright. I just remembered it. Anyways, maybe that's your Tia. India or Mexico? Yeah, I mean, Mexico is great. I love India. India is my favorite country out of any country in the world. But living there would be... yeah, I could live there. I could live anywhere, you know? India is why you have asthma. Yeah, probably is why I have asthma. as an aging emo, what modern genres stand out to you today? I like this reemergence of sort of 80s pop that's like made its way back into the pop world. Is that like all these, like the synth and some of these more emo 80s sounding ballads are being reworked into the sort of new age. And I really appreciate that. It's being done in all kinds of way through like the rock way, like 1975. The Weeknd has been doing some stuff like that. You have bands like Great Good Final K that have been doing things like that. Japanese House. Tons of bands that are sort of reworking the 70s and 80s into a really fun way. And even 90s, you know, you find some of these bands that were like Warped Tour bands. They've totally like taken over the 90s sound. Yep. What's on my microphone? This is a piece of art made by the Wirarikas in Mexico. It is peyote and the sacred blue deer. It's a necklace that you wear during ceremony. Thank you, Enui. Thank you, Enui. Enui. I appreciate you. But yeah, this is my deer. My sacred blue deer. How is Ohio doing? I don't live in Ohio, homie. I don't know how Ohio's doing. Probably shitty and boring like it's always doing. Yeah, the Wirarikas, they have the sacred blue deer. It's always associated with peyote. Sometimes in the fires, they'll say it's here. We just had a blessing from the sacred blue deer. I saw it in the fire. The Marakame will say that sometimes. So, yep. Thank you for the late birthday wishes. I appreciate all of it. I'm getting a little old. One day I will be dead. I think I might be dead soon, actually. I keep having these visions of me dying soon. So, you know, this will be weird if I say this like this and just die later. But it could happen. It has happened. You want to know one of the weird deaths? Is that one guy, he was like an actor in like Spy Kids or something. And then he started talking about like how everyone's a pedophile in the Hollywood industry. And then he died. He's like that Jewish guy, Alexander Cappy or something like that. You still love Taylor Swift? No, I don't really love Taylor Swift anymore. Yeah, that story was always a weird one to me, that Isaac Cappy story. That's a strange one, right? Because he was saying things like, I'm not suicidal, I'm not going to kill myself, but these people are coming for me because of the revelations that I've been speaking publicly. That's kind of his story, right? And then all of a sudden he's dead. Oh, the Clintons got a whole list. We got to be careful even talking about them. Yeah, he made it very clear it was premeditated. That's the weird thing about his story. Did I get to try peyote? Yeah, I got to try peyote a few times. It's not a psychedelic I recommend. There's actually different forms of peyote. There's one that is, it's not, I don't know if it's endangered, but it's endangered of becoming endangered. And then there's another one that, you know, you find all over the desert. That, but the thing is it takes like 20 years to grow to get these, some of these big peyotes, and then we just eat them. So for me, it's like, stick with the mushroom. You and my girlfriend have the same birthday. Happy birthday to your girlfriend. Thank you so much for the support. I appreciate you. Hope you and your girlfriend are out there doing all that naughty ass shit. Getting freaky with each other and loving life. Can I get a witness? Amen. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't really recommend taking peyote. It's just like, man, the thing grew for 10 years, 15, 20 years, and then I'm just going to eat it. It's sad. But it is what it is. You know everything's going to die one day, so. Whatever. Look, I get this question literally when I say every day, I mean every single day. You Indians spam me asking me when I'm going to return to India. You guys know, everybody that lives in India knows that India is closed down right now and like experiencing super waves of the pandemic. There's no way I can just come to India right now. But as soon as it opens, you know, your boy's going to be the first one there. See, that's my asthma. You guys hear me gasping for air right there? I daydream about India every day, though. Parvati Valley. The Northeast. Oh, baby, the Northeast of India. No one even knows. Shillong. Shillong, Mayong, the wild rhinos that are just chilling out there right now. You know, it's always weird when you travel somewhere and it becomes like this place, like, oh man, I went to this place and I seen rhinos. Those rhinos are still there, even when I'm not there. It's crazy to me. Come to Rome. All right, I'll come to Rome. You know, I was, what's my next plans? I don't know what my next plans are, man. I'm saving money for an Africa trip. Going to Africa. Getting the hell out of here. Going back to the roots. Going back to the motherland. The kingdom, the queendom of humanity. Africa. Gonna go to Ethiopia. Gonna go to Kenya. Tanzania. Is that what it's called? Tanzania. And Uganda. That's the plans. And then maybe South Africa. We're gonna do some social work in Uganda. Build a skate park for these kids. Try to get some skateboarders involved. Try to get some, you know, big companies to help donate money or donate some skateboards or that kind of stuff. If anyone has any connection to any famous skateboarders or anyone that's got like family that works for any sort of corporation that could help us, please help us. This time next year, we're going to be in Uganda working with the Uganda skateboard community. And I want to get a bunch of shoes. I want to get a bunch of pads, knee pads. And I want to get a bunch of enough money to build like pipes and all this type of stuff, you know. Yeah, I want to get some skateboarders involved and bring them out to help. Maybe do a class or something like that. Yeah, it'd be cool. Well, it is going to be cool. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for sure. It's going to happen. If anyone has any connections, that would help. And also, we're going to open donations on a GoFundMe page eventually, probably, you know, in a month or so. And I got a team of people that are helping me with it, or a person that's helping me with it. Blue, my friend Blue's helping me with it. But, you know, we're probably eventually going to put together a team. And yeah, that's the plan. There will be different rewards for people that donate. I want to get Tony Hawk involved. That's my real goal. Yeah, we'll be taking donations sometime next year. Or, I mean, like next month, maybe. The Jackass guys would be cool to get involved, like get Steve-O involved. That'd be cool. Yeah, you can donate sometime next month once I get the GoFundMe up and stuff like that. I'd be happy to take donations. We're going to try to raise like $15,000, I think. I asked the people, I said, how much do you guys need to build like your dream skate park? And they said 15 to 20,000, 15. So I think I'm going to try to raise 15 grand for them. I feel like that's relatively accomplishable, $15,000. And yeah, I mean, it should be cool. I'll do different donations where it's like you'll get your name on a plaque. I want to build a plaque that's got everyone's name on it that donated. It'll say, like, thanks to these people, this was possible. So people that donate will get their name on a forever plaque. That'll be put there at the skate park. Come up with a cool name for it. Yeah, I think Steve-O would be cool, right? Steve-O, I feel like he'd be into it. Can you make sure the 15K actually goes there and not into their pockets? Yeah, well, we're gonna stay there while it's built. You know, I feel like a week, we hire the people. And yeah, me and Blue are going to start a foundation. This is going to be the first project that we do. And yeah, we're going to be in control of all of the funds as far as like what gets dictated and what gets distributed where. So we'll make sure everything goes to where it needs to go. Please go to a doctor for a checkup. The frequent yawning is a sign that your heart is not getting enough oxygen. Yeah, I believe it. I don't got no health insurance, though. I'll donate $14,000 to the skate park instead of paying my student loan. No, I don't exercise too much, but I'm pretty active. You know, I live an active lifestyle. I walk a lot, and
I'm constantly on the move. You like my poems? Thank you. Those are really old, the ones that are on my YouTube, but I appreciate it. Some of the newer ones I'm working on are cool. It's more adult. I feel like a little bit more grown up. My first video is so touching, like my first YouTube video ever. Yeah, that one means a lot to me because my grandma's in it. And, yeah, my grandma's awesome. She was, my best friend. I love Mexico. I'm going to go back next month. A couple weeks, I'll be back. What do my tattoos mean? That's Shiva right there. Shiva, Lord Shiva. He's the creator of everything. The maintainer, the destroyer, the essence. Cut out dairy, flour, sugar helps lessen congestion, may help asthma. Michelle. Okay, I will. You know, I would love to cut out sugars. A revelation I had on mushrooms told me, it was like, yo, dog, you got to quit eating so much sugar and bad food for you. All this processed food, it's not so, not good for your body. And so I'm working on it. It's possible. Eat more fruit. Yeah, I have been. Especially in Mexico, man, it's so cheap to eat like the most amazing fruit. So, yeah. I love kiwis too. Very dangerous in Africa. You stayed there for 3 months. It's a whole continent. How old was I when I first had my heroic dose of mushrooms? I was probably 21 or 22. Purple rain. I stopped using the intro because Trump is no longer the president. And Trump was in the intro, if you remember. I gotta get a new one made. I bought a whole bag of mangoes. I was in Jalapa in Mexico, right? I was walking down the street. I was like, oh man, that bag of mangoes right there looks so good. There's mangoes everywhere. I'm looking right now. There's everywhere. It's got mangoes. This is mango heaven. Excuse me, señorita. How much for this bag of mangoes? 20 pesos for this giant bag of mangoes. That's $1. $1 for this giant bag of amazing mangoes. That's crazy. But that's mangoes. And that's Mexico. It would have been like $10 in the States. It's crazy how cheap the rest of the world is. Everyone's always like, how do you afford to me, they always ask me that question, how do you afford to travel and how do you afford to like live this luxurious lifestyle? It's like, dog, I'm living in a $20 a day Airbnb eating $1 mangoes. Come on. You know what I'm saying? come to Mother Russia? All right, yeah, I will come to Russia one day. Are Americans allowed to come to visit Russia? I feel like they always talk bad about Russia on the news here. Purple rain. Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate it. Appreciate the love, and I appreciate the concern for my adult onset asthma. I will get checked out before I die one day. How much money is enough money? I could probably live off. You give me $2 million, you will never probably hear from me again. $2 million, I'll be living like a queen. I'd have 2 million bags of mangoes. Yeah, it's been raining all over the place. Is it possible to have fried mangoes? To fry mangoes? Is that a thing? Should be if it's not. Because I just had a spiritual experience thinking about it. You can fry anything? You know you can milk anything? Anything with boobs can be milked. Do you want to do 5-MeO DMT again? Yeah, I'd do it again. Almonds do have boobs. That's very true. Yeah, I'm already excited to get back to Mexico. It's rough being in the States. I can just feel the energy here. It's different. What time is it? It's 1 o'clock here. That means it's lunchtime. I gotta go eat some lunch. Hey guys, thanks for listening to A Place for Humans podcast. Again, this is Dakota Wint. And please make sure to go over to Apple Podcasts, leave a positive review. Make sure to subscribe over on YouTube, Dakota of Earth. And make sure to also follow us on Spotify. See you next episode.
A Place for Humans. Place for humans.